Taiwan Special, episode 2 for the week. I was just drinking, and then I hit the stream button, and then it doesn't quite start, and it started. Whatever. Okay. There's a Daily Mail article. Mark Almond has a piano. You know the Piano for Life guy? He's also named Mark Almond. But I think that this must be one of those British gentlemen who pronounce his name with the British accent, named Mark Almond. He could probably qualify as a stand-in for Rush Limbaugh, since they always get people with the name Mark in British accents while Rush is away. Daily Mail article. There were two things he said that I kind of disagreed with. He said that Beijing would understand the consequences of sending their military into Hong Kong. I've said in the past, I don't agree. I am convinced that Beijing is wholly incapable of understanding the consequences of any of their choices, whether good or bad. I mean, good consequences follow good choices. That's why the choices are good. Bad consequences follow bad choices. That's why they're bad. So I'm not going to specify whether it's the choices or the consequence. It's all together. The choice consequence set being good or bad. China doesn't see the connection. The West is rich because of they're like Wakanda. The Plymouth Rock landed as a meteor from outer space, and that's why America's rich. If China could just occupy America, then they would control Plymouth Rock, and then they'd be rich. This is Chinese economics. And they get that from their Marxist economics, which the Pilgrims tried and failed. That's a whole other story. But China isn't... We're dealing with people who are so self-absorbed, it's mental. And no, there is, I said in the editorial last week in the Cadence, Taiwan has this new Cloud Peak missile thing. They can actually fire a missile and hit Beijing, and they're mass producing it, which means making 20, but these are pretty big, serious missiles. It's not going to act as a deterrent. It's not. Beijing is none the wiser for it. You point a gun to their head, they'll be mad that you're trying to make them feel bad. You know, they don't get it. There's no sense of self-awareness, even enough self-awareness to have self-preservation. They don't get it. There's no deterrent with them. And I know it because I've dealt with too many people. There was a Taiwanese lady who went to Beijing, came back after 10 years, and you could tell it. She was this self-righteous, immature brat. And I loved her, but like she'd taken on these manners that would offend other people. She didn't bother me, but by social standards, she was quite self-righteous and very immature. The Chinese are a very, very, very immature people cut off from the rest of the world. Let's see. Okay. And this is the other thing he tried to say in the article, Mark Almond. He tried to side with the Chinese students in different parts of the world, different countries. There are these students from China who are studying abroad, and they don't like the Hong Kong protests. And he tries to sympathize with them. See, they feel that Hong Kong is being taken away from the mother, and the mother wants her baby. And, you know, and that's the sob story. And they don't say it that way, but that's the idea that they say. They call it the motherland. They really believe, and the students believe this in line with brainwashing. There was an article I was reading this week. It was from Dennis Prager. He borrowed the idea of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. It's you know, China gets so oppressive on people that if you recommend free speech or you have an independent thought and the Chinese police come knock on your door, the immediate response, no one even has to tell you to do it. The immediate response is so many people in Chinese culture, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I still have to learn to undo my Western influence thinking. And Dennis Prager was saying that people in America are doing that with the LGBTQAYKXYZITBA movement, because LGBTQAYKXYZITBA keeps bullying people and strong-arming people into being so scared of offending them, no matter the fallout, no matter the destruction, no matter that people that are born as men are just pounding people born as women in sports. Total unfairness to women. And that's the thing. This equal suffrage to, you know, this women's rights thing has birthed into this LGBTQ, TBA thing. And they, it's become unfair for them. It's gone too far. You can't push something forever because the next generation comes along and wants it to go farther and push farther. You need to have a location, not a direction, when it comes to your politics. It's one of the reasons, you know, it started out as equal rights for men, women. You've got sex differences. You've got skin color differences. We wanted equal rights for that. But they treated it as a direction, not a destination, not a point. And like a point in space. And so this is why I always try to explain the difference between conservative and liberal, that they are relative. In Russia, the liberals are the ones who want a constitutional American style democracy, because they want to leave the conservative Russian movement, which would be Marxism. Okay, so right, you know, these are all general terms, and there's too much relative terminology in politics. So LGBTQIA has evolved into this thing that's just taking things over, and it's having now, as Dennis Prager points out, the same effect. I think it was a Daily Signal. It was listed at the Times this week. The Daily Signal. Well, it would be in last week's stack. All right. Okay. Getting to the point. The Daily Signal pointed this out. Dennis Prager. Okay. I mean, people are responding to LGBTQ TBA the same way that they respond, that people in China respond to the conditioning and the squelching of free speech. A lot of people call it voluntary censorship. Now, China's whole, this is the payload that I'm kind of getting to for today. China's whole perspective in dealing with Hong Kong, dealing with Taiwan, I've seen American parents do this. Not many, but I've seen it. It goes back to my independent, my critical thinking video series. You get the parents who raise their children to think right and good thoughts. And then they go, their children one day go to their friend's house, and their friend's parents don't teach them to think right and good thoughts. Their parents teach them over there to have independent thought, critical thinking, to be able to take a different opinion and explain why and persuade other members of the family to change their minds to agree with you. And for other people be able to try to change your mind, but you resist and know how to answer them, not just say, because mommy said so. All right. So the parents who don't teach that critical thinking, their children learn good and right thoughts instead of independent, strong thoughts. Their kids come back and say, why? The W word. And mom and dad are all hurt, angry, offended, and they feel that someone's trying to pry them away. Well, I've seen it where the American parents would take that kid in, shelter the kids even more than they sheltered them before, and would say to them, your parents do love you. Okay, nobody said they didn't. Okay, but it's like what eventually happens to those kids is they grow up. Maybe they get a master's degree, maybe they don't. But they're just controlled, and they're boring nobodies. They don't make a difference in life. They're afraid to stand up for a truth. They don't have independent ideas. All they can do is regurgitate somebody else's. If there's a problem, they can only say it in a way that sounds nice, sounds like they've got an opinion, but then in a way that no one listens to them and in a way that doesn't make a difference. It's like they've been defanged and declawed and they can't make a difference. There's no teeth. There's no tread. They're driving bald eagles, you know, the bald tires with no tread. That's what they become. And China's doing the same thing with people. They've got all these Hong Kongers. Well, China is so self-absorbed. They're so self-righteous. They believe that if Hong Kong has independent thinking and that if Taiwan has success without the blessing of Beijing, that they're like children being stolen from the parents. And their solution is to cut off all communication with the outside world, like they've already done everywhere else in China, and to bring them in, smother them, and say, "We do love you. We in China do love you. Don't let those evil Westerners interfere by saying we hate you. We don't hate you. Don't believe the lie that we hate you." It's like, wait a minute. I never remember America or the West saying that China hates Hong Kong or Taiwan. No one told them that. Now, in propaganda-driven China, they only believe that you can believe something if you're told to believe it, because that's what they've been forced to do for so long. Like Dennis Prager was likening things to. They really believe that you only believe something if you're told to. And so there's this, it's this idea that the leaders, the parents, the boss — I'm going to go a little bit long and explain something else about this that happens in Taiwan. There's this idea that they're just going to dominate, have absolute blind submission, and that if anyone has independent thought, the solution is to cut them off from people that have that thought. And to, it's called passive aggression, to get passive aggressive and to say, "They're wrong. We do love you." It's like, no one said you didn't. You've made this an issue about love versus hate. They just want to have the space and the permission — dare we use the word freedom — but they just want to have the elbow room to live their lives and to be awesome at what they do and to try to do something and to be allowed to do it. And see, in Chinese thinking, you run into a problem with that because you had success without permission, and so you're trying to start a revolt. You're trying to start a rebellion because you had success and progress without permission. You are doing things on your own. And that's really the problem that they see. And I've run into that with old bosses, old school bosses and pastors from Taiwan. Now, this is the thing. China is very isolationist. And we're getting to a point where China's isolationism is the number one problem that Christians are going to be facing in advancing the gospel, not just to tell people about Jesus. Okay, I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but feel free to listen to this Inside Baseball conversation. Christians want the message of Jesus to go forth and to disciple people. They want to mentor people. Christians, part of the Great Commission is about mentoring people to become better. Well, we can tell Chinese about Jesus, but as I said previously this week, they're very immature in China, very, very, very immature, and they need mentoring. So they can get the message of Jesus, but it takes time and maturity. In the West, we've got a 2,000-year history of Bible teachers teaching Bible teachers teaching Bible teachers. In China, they don't have that. It's brand spanking new, hot off the press. Oh, Jesus saves. All right, the end. Baby, 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 immature. And they need mentorship from people who have some maturity. And a lot of that stuff, you know, stealing technology, I'm entitled to it. They're like little crybabies who think they deserve everything. I mean, it's basic immaturity. And the Bible has matured the West, our sense of justice, Good Samaritan laws. An atheist will think that you're evil if you don't run across the street to help someone who's in need. Well, that idea first came into society through the Bible. I'm not trying to say that we should use the Bible to justify other heinous acts. Of course, I hope that you know that I already know that. But I'm trying to stay on point here because there's a lot that I'm not saying in that. But the Bible has had a major influence in the West, and China hasn't had that. And yes, there's all these Chinese Christians, but they're not mature. Most of the people in China are not mature as people. And the thing that keeps the Chinese people from becoming mentored and mature is this isolationist attitude that goes on. Now, the second side of this sword, the second edge of this sword, is that the Chinese people and the rest of the world understand each other about as accurately as the Pentecostals and the Baptists understand each other. They don't, because they also live in little isolationist things. They've got their little church administration that's got its little power thing and doesn't want anyone doing anything without permission. And they feel all threatened if you have some idea on your own or something from somebody else, because then you're not going to need to give the pastor money anymore or whatever, or make their organization great. And so they get this little closed, isolated mentality. And the Baptists and the Pentecostals really don't understand each other. They get in a room and argue, and they use the same words, but they both mean different things by them. I've talked with enough of each that I know the difference. I wrote about it in my first two books, Crossroads at the Day of Bapticost and Crossroads at the Way in Churchianity. So it's just, I wrote about that. I couldn't get Christians to talk to each other. So I wrote a fiction book where they did finally. And that was how I got Christians to talk to each other, was in fiction. So that's the thing. It's hard for us, as much as I'm talking about the problems with China's isolationism, it's hard in the West for us to be too critical, because we've got the same isolationist problems. Even liberals and Democrats have their own little ideas. I mean, if you're a white boy conservative, how have you gone to Detroit and just knocked on black people's doors and said, we got a lot that divides us and I need someone to take me to school and I want to just have a real conversation. I'll tell you my ideas if you want, but I want to at least hear yours. And you don't even know who those people are. I mean, they could get angry and decide to shoot and kill you. Have you ever thought to do that? I mean, I did it for 4 years in Chicago. I wish I could do more. But I'm over here now. I'm doing that with Asia instead. Where's the whole thing about getting to know each other? We can't get to know each other because China has its forced differences, and the American Christian denominations and the pastor system, they the most segregated hour among Christians is Sunday morning. And it's we've got to tear down anything that hinders knowing each other and becoming more mature, whether it's American denominationalism or China's isolationist government policies. And so I think that we're really going to be hitting a place where the mature Christians are going to go on kind of a William Wallace temper tantrum, William Wallace Braveheart, and go out and just tear down the messes that are in the way of just life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty meaning like elbow room. Like to be able to work and do your stuff. Is it like the lady said, she was caught up in some sexual harassment stuff with, I think it was Fox. It's all over the place. But I think her situation happened to be with Fox. And she said, we just want to work. We just want to do our job. We just want to be left alone so we can do our work. And it's like, that's what these power forces are always doing to people. And that's what China does to its people, and that's why the people don't like it. It's like, and then the people are like, get off me, China. It's like, oh, you don't like me because someone told you not to. Someone told you I hate you. And then they grab the person, they tie him to a chair, and they lock him in a room, and then they come in every day and they say, we really do love you. You had to sit here till you know this. We really do love you. We don't hate you. We really do love you. Don't believe those evil American lies. And wrapping up, all of it comes down to this Chinese Confucian teaching called Xiaoshun. And it's where they said, what's that in English? I said, we don't have it. It's an absolute blind loyalty to the absolute decision-making of family. They teach in school in Taiwan, not China. In Taiwan, its own government, separated from the Chinese forces. In Taiwan, ally of the United States, in school, they teach. When your mother and father talk, don't think. Don't have any ideas. If they're wrong, you're wrong. Because they're not wrong, because they're your parents. And never question them. Don't have any ideas. Don't have any thinking. Turn off your brain and obey. This is good. This is from Confucius, our great philosopher. This is Chinese culture. Do this. I'm not distorting or exaggerating. They teach this, and the word for it is Xiaoshun. And What that's done is it's created a society where people don't have any type of independent thinking, any type of original ideas. And if you don't have original ideas, you can't have originality. And if you have independent thinking, you can't have innovation. And that's why the Taiwanese companies, the cell phone companies, HTC, Asus, then you got Acer, they've done some good work, but they can't get good stuff to compete with the West. Asus actually believes they're going to be able to compete with Apple. And it's like, you can't become awesome without your own ideas. And you're not going to have your own ideas if you have to turn off your brain every time your parents are talking. And then the same goes with teachers. And they expect that absolute authority. And so like that's the biggest thing that hurts Taiwan's economy. And I keep telling people, you know, even Royu yesterday, not yesterday, last week, Royu was asking me, what should I rap about? You know, Royu wants to rap. I said, you should rap about this problem. You know, because he's really bothered about the education system. He just sees it destroying people. That's what he sees. So there we go. We got Chinese education system destroying people. So again, it's that system, which is very Confucian, which was upheld by too many pastors in the West because they didn't want to anger their missionary buddies from Asia, because Asia is cool. And I don't want the Asian immature Christians to not like me, because then they won't talk to me anymore, because I want to be cool and talk to the Asians. So we're not going to tell them to abandon Confucius. And it continued and continued and continued. And it's still in the church. And Asian pastors actually think it's okay. Well, now the Christians in Asia aren't standing up to it as much. Who is it that's rising up against all this nonsense? It's the young people, whether they're Christian or not, mainly non-Christians standing up to it, ironically. Well, maybe not ironically. You know, it all goes back to the mess that we're in. How did we get here? You know, with the generational stuff, you know, the builders generation, they told their children that they were right, but they didn't say why. They were like angry, bossy kings. They survived. They survived the Great Depression. They survived both wars. They survived. So shut up and do what you're told. That's why I'm right. And that's the parenting that raised the baby boomers. And all those hippies, they're like rich. They're like neglected rich kids. That's what the baby boomers act like. That's what they acted like. And so now we're dealing with their kids and grandkids. And you know, it's always goes back to what I say. We need independent thinking. The reason why we've got so many problems, whether it's in America or what we've got going on in Asia, it's that people aren't teaching the correct reasons for the correct way. They teach the right way, but they don't teach the actual real true reasons. They give some silly reasons, maybe convincing reasons, but aren't really the real reasons. We've got to think about our ways and think about why we do what we do and come up with the real reasons for why we do stuff and use those reasons and teach people and explain to people, this is the right way and this is the real reason why. But you can't teach the real reason why if you don't know it. And you can't know the real reason why if you don't try to. See you tomorrow.